We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Hilchos Pesach. We begin Siman Kuf Yud Ches, Sif Tes. HaKoisos, the cups on which we're going to use for the Dalei Koisos Yeshleimus, should be whole, Belishim Pegima, without any crack or without any blemish, Umedachos Yafa, and they should be cleaned, washed out. V'techsen L'chol HaPachos Revis, and they should hold at least a Revis. The Paiskim, of course, point out that there's general a question if somebody could use a disposable cup to make Kiddush, but certainly on the night of Pesach, where we, as we learned in our previous year, have to use Kelim Yofim, have to use beautiful utensils to use to avoid using a disposable cup. I did see that the Paiskim suggest that nowadays they make these disposable cups for drinking, for Kiddush, that are very nice. They don't look like they're one-timers that somebody could use. But of course, preferably, Kavach Chaim says one should use a silver cup. Actually, the Chacham Tzvi held to use a glass cup, a transparent glass cup through which we could see the wine, especially if we're going to use the red wine, to remember what all of that represents. The halach is that we have to wash, as we just learned, the cup. It has to be washed from inside and outside. However, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not for the first kais, that's the halacha. For the second kais that we're going to be drinking by the Seder, hadocha is not required. For the third kais, which we drink after Birchas Hamazon, hadocha is required. And for the fourth cup, again, hadocha is not required. Sif Yud, Minigen HaLibush, it's a kittel. Our minig is to wear a kittel, chol cotton, a white coat, and that too, V'yichinu Gam Kemi Bajoyim, should be prepared from before the Seder. Or Misha Oval, Rahman Son, but somebody who's an Oval during that year, Ein Alav Shoy, does not wear it. There are different minhagim. There are different reasons. Some say because the kittel is a big day mason, it's what a person is buried in, and therefore it's inappropriate. It will remind him of his avelis during Yontif. There are others that say that a kittel is a beged, is a garment that shows cheiris, it shows freedom. It has a lot of, it's a very special beged, and somebody who is a oval, therefore, should not wear it. Not everybody has that minig. There's some that don't, and some that don't. If somebody's an oval, there are those, however, that do. And there are also different minhagim regarding a chosin during the Shana Rishona, a chosin during the first year of marriage. Some say chosin should not wear a kittel by the Seder. Again, reason being, because a kittel reminds us of Mason, of passing away. A chassan during the first year is supposed to be in a higher level of simcha. We don't want him to be thinking like that. And there are others that actually say that a chassan can and should wear the kittel shana rishonim. Aval, as far as haseba, eating reclined, that of a is chayiv, is obligated to do. Rakim loynog avails klal kad miyontav. Only if there was a situation where the Oval never even had a chance to perform Avelis. For example, Kagan Shekova Mesa B'Yomtev, where the Nifter was Nifter on Yomtev, and he didn't even begin the Avelis. Such an Oval, Noig and Shana Mesev. The Halal Omer, and the Oval also says Halal, Ki Halal Chiv, there's a Chiv to say Halal by the Seder. Sif Yud Aleph, Ben Etzel Oviv, a son by his father, Chai Baseva, is obligated to have a Seva. Ava Talmud, it's a rabbi, a Talmud sitting next to his rabbi, ain't a tzarech. If a son is not just a son of a father, but a Talmud of the rabbi, Shulchan Aruch taskens that he can't dust sit in a sit Baseva, because of Shemachal Kvoide Machal under all circumstances. Even though we just said that a Talmud by his Rebbe doesn't sit with a Seva, but if the Rebbe gives him permission to sit Baseva that he made. There are those that suggest that since a Seva is not as much of an issue b'zman hazeh as it was in the time of Chazal, we normally don't sit Baseva altogether, so it doesn't really show anything of chutzpah, show a level that I don't have the proper respect to my Rebbe, and therefore one can't sit, should ask his Rebbe for permission to sit Baseva, and if there's and if he gives him permission to do so. When we speak about a Rebbe, it's not just, of course, somebody's Rebbe Muvak. It includes the Rav of a city or somebody who is recognized as a Gadol, as a Talmud Chacham of very high stature. Simen Kuf Yotes, Seder Leil Pesach, Uboyud Beisifim. Sif Alf, Abishu B'kol Shabbos Yontif. Even though every Shabbos Yontif, Yechoyim L'Kaddish L'Chol B'Joyim, technically one can make Kiddush and even begin eating from before Shabbos, before Yontif, because there's always a concept. You could be Moisef Mechol Ala Kodesh. You could add, if you want to, extend the Shabbos, extend the Yontif earlier. The Pesach Enekin, that's not the Halacha of Pesach. If you shemitzus achilas matzah dafka b'layla, matzah has to be eaten only on the night, at night, k'moy k'om Pesach, as is the Halacha regarding the k'om Pesach. The k'sibay v'ochlos ha-Pesach b'asa b'layla azeb. The mitzvah of drinking the abakosis hidavka b'layla could only be performed at night. V'kimen shigam ha-kosh al kiddush. Since the Kiddush Kois, he achas mi arba koisus, it's one of the arba koisus. L'chein ein mekachim, we don't make Kiddush Pesach by night, at shuvadei laila, until it's certainly night. But, say many poskim, that is regarding the Seder, the Kiddush, etc. But regarding davening Mayriv says the Prima Godim, even Pesach by night, can be davened earlier. However, the issue that comes up is regarding Hallel. There are many shuls that say Hallel and Shul the night of Pesach after Ma'ariv, and there are those that suggest that the bracha at home, but it's said that when we say Hallel, we don't make a bracha on the Hallel. In Shul, we do make a bracha on the Hallel, and that bracha, they suggest, is the bracha that's going to be for the Hallel during the Seder. So since if we're learning now, the Seder has to be strictly by night, so therefore the Hallel and the bracha on the Hallel has to be after Tzeis Kechavim when it's certainly night. Yavish is a kittel. We put on the kittel, Chol Klovin, that's the white garment that we spoke about. Vishyashra Meshavim, and sit down, Lassus a Seder, to begin the Seder. We should distribute candies, walnuts, almonds and walnuts, that will cause the children to see that this is not usually what's done. We're going to ask a question, what is happening? We want to get them into an environment where they are asking questions this night. Once you have a child, the boy or girl, they come to the age, they recognize that it's Yontif, and they understand what we tell them about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We give them also a cup that they should drink the Dal Kaisis. We add one more cup to the cups besides the, for every person sitting at the Seder needing to have a cup of wine, and that is called Koinos HaKosh Shel Yonavi. Why do we have at the Seder a Kosh Shel Yonavi? Mr. Bruce says that it's a testimony. We're trying to say that we believe that Yonavi is going to come with Mashiach. There's another explanation that the Gra gives, that actually the Gemara Masechta Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Tesam and Aleph, there is a discussion if we should have a fifth cup. As if, well, since we don't actually have five cups that we drink, but there is an opinion that we should have five cups, so that's why we have that fifth cup on the table to represent that opinion. Sif Beis, Mishar Soy, somebody's worker or somebody's employee, or Achim and Nebe Soy, or a family member, Yim Zugu as a Kaisis. And based on this, I saw that the Minig is that it's not just the person who's leading the Seder, but every person who's attending the Seder, somebody else should pour the cup of wine on their behalf. They could pour the wine for someone else, but the cup that you're going to be drinking should be poured for you by someone else. It's not only by the first cup of wine, by every cup of wine, somebody else should pour it on your behalf, not you pouring your own cup of wine. Today, and the purpose of this is Laharis Derecheres, freedom, and that we are in a whole different level, that we don't have to pour ourselves, somebody else is pouring wine on our behalf. And we have to be careful to tell everybody, we should drink the roiv. That means the cup should have a revius, and that we should drink the roiv of that revius in one time. And when we think about the fourth cup of wine, Yishtu Revius B'Pamachas, then we should drink the entire Revius in one time. Of course, the halacha is that if you drink it as long as it takes B'Chtei Achilas Pras, which we'll still speak about, then the halacha is you were Yotza. The Umikos Revi, and from the first cup, you should drink it, all of it, because as the Mishnah Brewer explains, as we know, at the end, after we drink the fourth cup of wine, unlike the other three cups of wine that we drink during the Seder, we make a bracha achrayna. And since we have to make a bracha achrayna, so the bracha achrayna has to be at least on a revius. The many suggest that from the first cup also, particularly since it's going to be quite a while from when we make kiddush at the beginning of the Seder until we're going to eat the matzah, so we have an issue of kiddush b'makom suda, and the way to deal with that is by drinking the whole revius of the first cup as well. When we drink the cup, we should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of Arba Kaisis and the mitzvah of Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, V'achilas Matzah M'mara, and to be mekayim the mitzvah Matzah M'mara tonight, ki gam anoshim chayovs v'mitzvahs elu, women are mechuyiv in these mitzvahs. There is a machloikus if women are mechuyiv in Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim midaraisa midarabanan, but there is no question that they are obligated in this mishnah, in this mitzvah. Rak b'seba en anagis, the minig is that women don't sit haseba. Yasu kiddush kakos b'toyra, everybody should make kiddush kakos b'agoda, as it says in the agoda, v'yishta b'seba small, and drink it reclining on the left side. Then the Mishnah Brewer, the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, says that the best thing is lishtus kosh shleima. Somebody should drink the whole cup, b'chol arba kosis, by all four of the kosis. And because of that, many suggest that it's better to take a smaller cup that has the shear of a revius, and then you could drink the whole cup, versus taking a larger cup where it becomes difficult, to drink the whole cup. We have to drink the whole cup, that shows cheres, but don't have to have a cup that holds more than a revius.